What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. So yesterday, I mentioned the AI search engine Perplexity, and I thought it would be a good idea to do an episode covering the search engine, going through some of its primary features, and most importantly, what it means for search engine optimization, SEO, and marketers. Is it heralding a new chapter of search or SEO? I don't think so. I think what we'll find out from today's episode, or basically what I'll go through in today's episode, is that it's really the core concepts of SEO that we've come to know through the age of content marketing that are still going to apply in AI search engine optimization. So first, a little bit of background on Perplexity AI. It came onto the scene with the mission to revolutionize the way we access and interact the information online, or with information online, excuse me. It was founded in 2022, and I'll try to not mispronounce the names of the founders here. Aravind Srinivas, Dennis Yeritz, Johnny Ho, and Andy Konwinski. It was based in San Francisco, and the startup set out to, like I said, create a more intuitive, powerful AI-enhanced search experience. And in that effort, the company's flagship product is their AI-powered search engine. And the idea is it goes way beyond a traditional keyword matching search engine like Google. Instead, basically, Perplexity aims to understand more context and intent behind your user queries. It also allows you to interact and tailor your searches a little bit, which we'll talk about. And all with the goal of delivering more accurate, comprehensive results and even documents, files, and cited sources. And what really sets Perplexity apart is something I just mentioned, the conversational dynamic tailoring interface aspect of it. Users can ask follow-up questions, request clarifications, dive deeper into topics. And it's really a much more dynamic and interactive search experience. Basically like having a research assistant at your fingertips as you're searching to help clarify, authenticate, and cite the sources that are you're using and are being generated by your search questions. Since it launched, Perplexity has expanded its service offering, its flagship product, that search product, into a mobile app and also a browser extension. So it's really hopping on the bandwagon of making AI accessible to the masses and as many users as possible. There is a free version of Perplexity that's somewhat limited, but still very capable of doing what is required of the tool. There's also a pro version, which I believe is priced at $20 a month with far less limitations and is what they call their maximum or best search experience, most powerful search experience. The startup gained a ton of traction in a very short time. It got a ton of investment from venture capital firms, veterans in the tech industry, and just like all the other AI tools that we've talked about, the rapid growth really speaks to the potential of their approach in addressing limitations of the traditional search engines that we are seeing today. So as we look into the future, Perplexity AI and other search AI search engines are obviously going to play a significant role and how we interact with that information on the internet, which is that was their mission, and they've clearly succeeded in that. But this means another opportunity for marketers. Just like the content marketing boom that kind of sought to rank our business websites as high as possible on the Google SERPs and the search engine result pages, this is leading to, or could be, in my opinion, a bit of another boom, an AI search engine boom or optimization boom. And it's really new in some ways and not new in others. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about with today's episode. it's a new playing field with some of the same basic rules and principles that is, and I think that's what we're going to come to find out. Anyway, Perplexity's really innovative blend of AI and search is really, like I said, redefining kind of the expectations of the user. We're getting much more curated results. We have an interactive experience. We have citations of our sources. And as the user becomes more expectant of the search tools, they're also, the marketer will also have to tailor or optimize our strategies to use those tools. And cut here. So in that vein, what do we as marketers need to focus on? A few key things. And I found a really nice summary of a few of these areas of importance for AI search at brightedge.com. definitely check out their Ultimate Guide to Perplexity. I'll link the article in the show notes. And they talk about a few different concepts that are, what, in my opinion, not really revolutionary or game-changing in the world of SEO or content marketing. In fact, they kind of speak to some of the core principles we've come to know. But the Bright Edge, what Bright Edge does is kind of explains how they apply to the new AI search engines. The first one that it talks about is buyer personas. With the AI-driven approach of Perplexity, obviously understanding your target audience is just as crucial as it always has been. So your SEO team or yourself needs to continue to get into the minds of your current customers, understand even better what questions that they're going to be asking the search engines. And beyond that, what follow-up questions are they going to ask? How are they going to tailor the search experience as when it comes to learning about your brand and your products? So by aligning your content with these buyer personas and these questions and decisions that they're going to be making, you're much more likely to show up and perplex these results when the users are interacting and inputting their queries. Next, the next item that Bright Edge talks about is topical credibility, just your general thought leadership and credibility in the space that you're publishing content in. And again, this isn't a new concept really in search or general SEO. In fact, Google is touting their EAT principle right now, which is expertise, authoritativeness. Let me double check that one second here. experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. So again, topical credibility. And what we have to understand here in the vein of Perplexity and other AI search engines is that unlike Google, they may not be crawling the entire internet. It looks like, and it appears that Perplexity is working with a much more curated set of sources that it's deeming to be trustworthy. We don't know exactly which sites are being indexed, but we are told that they're updating it daily. And really our goal should be to take a look at what these sites are and hopefully be able to tailor our content to be pulled by these sites, referred to by these sites, and recognized as an authoritative source by Perplexity. Next, and this is really crucial, is just keeping your content fresh and accurate. This is not a new concept either in SEO. And so you should already be keeping your content as up-to-date as possible, as correct as possible. And with Perplexity's even more selective approach to their indexing, it means that outdated or incorrect information is even going to be punished even more harshly. So make sure you're regularly updating your content and verifying its accuracy. This should always have been a key part of your SEO strategy, and it should also be for Perplexity and AI search engines. Another way that we can get an idea of how to optimize our websites for Perplexity is by taking a look at those domains that Perplexity is sourcing. We can take a look at the domains that Perplexity is sourcing versus Google and Google versus Perplexity, but we can also examine the domains that both are sourcing. And this is another great resource on brightedge.com. So definitely make sure to check out that article. The clear emphasis that Perplexity puts on source citation is made even clearer here. So their top domains include domains like CNBC.com and MarketWatch.com, much more citable as far as like academic and citing citation formatting goes, I think, than from Google sources or top sources, which are like Wikipedia and NIH.gov, sites like that. another important thing to note, like I already mentioned, is the domains that both of Google and Perplexity are using. So while Wikipedia is not in the top sources for Perplexity, it is in fact in the top 10. And other ones include Mayo Clinic and TripAdvisor.com. So and a big one that I think is even the most notable is Reddit. And it's a top domain used by the Perplexity search engine. And I think this highlights a relatively newer core concept of search engine optimization. We've been talking about the ones that are we should already have in our strategy, but this one is probably new in the last few years, I think, and that's community and the emphasis on community. We can see that reflected in Perplexity's willingness to include Reddit in its citation sources. So given that information, how can we as marketers plan and strategize to rank higher in the Perplexity or AI search engines? We can focus on a few more core tenets. We can add to our list here the power of communities. It's definitely time to take Reddit seriously and similar platforms seriously. As AI-driven search engines evolve, we're seeing an increased weight given to these engagement platforms like Reddit, like we just talked about. So what does this mean for you? It means actively managing and participating on these platforms like Reddit in the subreddits that are related to your brand, monitoring those discussions and managing your reputation. Start tracking the keywords on Reddit. Start making Reddit a key component of your SEO strategy. Whether you're seeking to optimize for AI search engine, which why wouldn't you be, or just traditional search engines, community needs to be a new focus. Another thing that Bright Edge talks about is aligning with experts. And we talked about the EAT requirements of Google. In the age of AI, search accuracy is even more important, and keeping a close eye on the information that you are publishing on authoritative platforms like CNBC, if you get cited by these highly reputable or highly citable platforms like Yahoo or Yahoo News, Yahoo Finance, all these things. And these knowledge-based sites carry a lot of weight with AI algorithms. Ensuring your information is current and up-to-date on these platforms, if you're being published there, is going to be key to maintaining the visibility and credibility, obviously. And then the last thing here that Bright Edge discusses is the importance for OEMs or original equipment manufacturers. These are companies or businesses that make a product and to be sold by another company under its own name. For example, a computer manufacturer or an OEM computer manufacturer might make computers for a brand like Dell or Lenovo or something. Samsung, name your product and insert here. And then those brands will sell the products under their brand names. So in the world of Perplexity, top retailers are definitely going to have an outsized influence on the search results. You see Amazon being the top search result being sourced by Perplexity. So this means that if you're an OEM and you're selling your products on these third party or second party, whatever you want to call them, platforms, you need to pay extra attention to how they're listed, how they're being represented, making sure that, again, those are detailed and up to date. If they're not your primary platform for selling, they need to be as up to date as your primary platform with just as accurate product descriptions. It's not just good practice anymore. It's essential with these AI powered search engines. Remember, as search technology evolves, our strategies are going to have to evolve with it. And while the strategies are staying true to the core concept that we've come to know, there are some new aspects. But again, let's highlight what we talked about, buyer personas, building through leadership and credibility, thought leadership, keeping your content up to date and correct, focusing on the power of communities and aligning with industry experts, things like that, focusing on partnerships with the platforms that you're selling on. And if you adhere to these and you focus on these as you're publishing your content, you can be prepared to stay on top of the pile or get to the top of the pile when AI search eventually takes over. Okay, so that's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.